Wednesday night, or L'Zayin Adar. For halachim, chagus al lovus. Okay, there's two reasons brought down for the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos on Purim. One is to make sure, the Truma Sadeshan says, the idea being to ensure that everyone has food for the Sudas Purim. And the second idea is from Rav Shlomo Alkovatz, that it's to be marbe Ava Vareus Machal Yisrael, that people are exchanging food gifts, and it's to create that avira of Gishmakait. Okay, a woman is also technically Mechuyev for sure, because of Afeinoye Boso Anev. And what a married woman, some say, doesn't have to, some say the husband gives for her. And the best is, and I think that's what people do nowadays, and if not, they should do it, is that she should pick someone to give to, a friend, a lady friend, and she should be miyached at least one shalach monos that this is hers, and she's giving it. You only have to give to one person, by the way, not two. So she should give to at least one person. That's miyuchad, not in general from family to family, but should be miyuchad from her to her friend. If you have children that are gedolim, so again, some say if they don't earn their own money, so they're potter from the mitzvah, because they don't have money, so they don't have matanos avyoinim or mishloach monos. But some say the father should give them money in order to allow them to be mekayim the mitzvah, and I think that's pretty much the common minhag. Ketanim, it would be a chiyuv chinuch. So again, some say there's no chinuch because there's no money. And what we do normally is to give them, and they give to their friends, and Thomas of Yoinim also, we give them money, and they give it out, however they do, Thomas of Yoinim. Okay. Chavis Al-Vavis, we're learning Shariach Ramaisa, we're in Parakei. Mechasha Yisya'ish, Mitoroscha, Mipatoscha, Mihaponim O'ela. So Chavis Al-Vavis, he gives up with whatever the last Peter he was. He'll try from a different angle. It's very wonderful that you want to serve Hashem and you want to do it properly and fully. You have time. You have your whole life ahead of you. What do you have to start now for? Now you should have a good time. And you'll do tshuva at the end. You know, when you have to get this out of your system, and you have time. Even if you have one day left, so you'll do tshuva that day. Hashem will be mekabel your tshuva if you do proper tshuva. So you have time. This is telling the person, you make sure you are on the ball. Which is of course the Gemara brachas. Also, however, I'm like an Evich Hemin B'Malko. He sort of hoped and prayed and anticipated that his Melech, was going to be nice to him, and he gave him a task to do, and he has plenty of time to do it. That's all of the Torah, and he didn't bother doing what he was supposed to do. He spent all his time enjoying himself, doing recreational things. We need Nikra Pisum will say HaMelech, and the Melech calls him in. So he had nothing to say. When his Chayav Girush, me avodas HaMelech, and me kalorei malchuso. Vayetim in the fun of Oni, v'nafshu avela. Shalom rachash lo shum dover, because man avodasol malko. He had nothing to show. For all of his years of service to the Melech, he frittered them all away. Berating himself for being such a fool. So that's exactly the way it is with people, and all of a sudden they wake up and it's too late. So it really is, the problem, not the problem, the emphasis says it's not too late, ever, which is how the Torah gets you. He says you have time, because you'll always have time to do tshuva, and you'll do tshuva. I'm sure you'll do a sincere tshuva. And that's wonderful, and that's amazing. So, like, what's the problem? But either you'll never get to it, or echt of oshuv, and people die suddenly, you don't always have time, and you have to reject this taina and get in shape right away. Okay, good.